So this is really high yield for family medicine, where
Yeah.
they'll give you a scenario where the patient has lots of risk factors. There will be hypertension, there will be diabetes, there will be smoking, right? So there's lots of things going on. And then they simply say to you broadly, which of the following would be most beneficial to this patient? And you just have to know it's smoking cessation.
Perfect.
Now, let's just be clear here. We have to be careful as far as what they ask and how they ask it. Now, it's also extremely high yield that if the vignette gives you anything related whatsoever to a stroke, a TIA, or a retinal artery occlusion, hypertension is the answer, not smoking. That's important point number one.
Control hypertension.
For anything stroke, TIA, or retinal artery occlusion related, even if they're like a 40-pack year history of smoking, like you're still going to choose hypertension control. The answer will be lisinopril. They add that extra level of difficulty. They'll have like choice A, smoking cessation, choice F, lisinopril, and it's lisinopril.
Perfect.
Okay. Perioperative MI. I know that's venturing outside of FM, but just I'm just saying in general, like things like perioperative MI, someone who's in hospital, how do you best improve their mortality, morbidity? It's smoking cessation. If they give you something related to diabetes risk, developing type 2 diabetes risk, the answer is weight loss as best preventative measure, not smoking cessation.
Wait,
Which which
off.
may which makes sense.
That
Okay.
Yes.
So,
Okay.
and tangentially, this one's also insidiously tricky, where if they ask you which of the following best decreases the risk of developing type 2 diabetes mellitus, and they give you like choice A, low calorie diet, choice B, low carbohydrate diet, what is it?
Low calorie or low carb? Low carb.
It's low calorie. So that's why I say it's insidiously tricky. It's like, ooh, wow. I mean, because it's your weight. That's the risk for type 2 diabetes, presumably. So, okay. And then just once again, how do you diagnose diabetes?
was 126, equal or greater to. I think that's just fasting glucose.
Okay, so
No.
two fasting glucoses, and so it must be two separate occasions, greater than 126 milligrams per deciliter.
Perfect. Okay, and then it was the oral glucose tolerance test of 200.
Okay, so if they have any glucose, any random glucose greater than 200 milligrams per deciliter, that's also diagnostic. Any one glucose.
Okay. Perfect.
And then if they have an HbA1c, a 6.5 or greater, even if their current sugar level is not above 126, that's actually a difficult one. So they'll give you HbA1c of 6.5. And then they'll tell you like the finger stick glucose fasting is 113, and it's still diabetes. That's tricky, okay? Impaired fasting glucose is 100 to 125 milligrams per deciliter. That's pre-diabetic. 72 to 99 is considered ideal. And this patient is on hydrochlorothiazide. You need to know tangentially that in family medicine, they'll often give you a vignette where a patient is on hydrochlorothiazide. That causes insulin resistance, right? And hyperglycemia. So no patient who's a diabetic should ever be on hydrochlorothiazide.
Okay, insulin resistance. Okay.